Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3086, Four Ways to Live Today and Not Merely Exist by Angel Chernoff of markandangel.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. I read the best blogs that I can get permission from to you, covering productivity, minimalism, personal development, all that good stuff. And with that, let's get right to another post and start optimizing your life. Four Ways to Live Today and Not Merely Exist by Angel Chernoff of markandangel.com. Throughout your life, there will be times when the world gets real quiet and the only thing left is the beat of your own heart. So you'd better learn the sound of it, otherwise you'll never understand what it's telling you. The wisest and happiest among us are those who are respectful of their time and who use it productively to grow as they age. Sadly, though, far too many of us age much faster than we grow. We spend so much of our lives going through the external motions of what society tells us maturity is, getting married, buying a house, working our way up the corporate ladder, etc., that we fail to concentrate on our own inner growth and goals. We never allocate enough time just for us. Part of the problem is that we're always waiting for some condition to resolve itself at some point in the future. We believe that the right time to take the next step with our own personal development is somehow going to magically happen tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, and so on. But one day we wake up and realize we're no closer than we were long ago. We find ourselves asking, how did it get so late and why haven't I moved? In other words, we've aged, but we never grew to our true potential. We never fulfilled ourselves. Let this be your wake-up call. Right now is life. Indulge in it. Make it count, because it's happening. Number one, invest the present in what matters most to you. You are the customer of a bank called time. Every morning it credits you with 86,400 seconds. Every night it writes off as a loss whatever remainder you have failed to invest to good purpose. It carries over no balance. It allows no overdraft. Each day, it opens a new account for you with the same deposit of 86,400 seconds. Each night, it burns the remains of the day. If you fail to use the day's deposits, the loss is yours. There's no going back. There's no drawing against the tomorrow. You must live in the present on today's deposits only. Invest it so as to get from it the utmost in health, happiness, and success. You're making withdrawals right this second. The only question is, are you making them count? Number two, focus on writing your own life story your way. Remember that every moment counts. Every second matters. Honestly, whatever is given is a gift. So don't be so satisfied with the success stories of others and how things have gone for them that you forget to write your own. Unfold your own tale and bring it to life. You have everything you need to become what you're capable of becoming. Incredible change happens when you decide to take control. This means consuming less and creating more. It means refusing to let others do your thinking, talking, and deciding for you. It means learning to respect and use your own ideas and instincts to write your passage. If you want your life story to soar to new heights, you've got to clear a path, reduce the time sinks and burdens weighing you down, and pick up the things that give you wings. Keep your best wishes and your biggest goals close to your heart and dedicate time to them every day. If you truly care about what you do and you work diligently at it, there's almost nothing you can't accomplish. Number three, live what you preach. Remember that thinking and doing are two very different things. Success never comes to look for you while you wait around thinking about it. You are what you do, not what you say you'll do. Knowledge is basically useless without action. Good things don't come to those who wait. They come to those who work on meaningful goals. Ask yourself, what's really important? And then have the courage to build your life around your answer. Identify what's most important to you. Prune non-essential commitments. Eliminate as much as you possibly can of everything else. No wasted time, no fluff, no regrets. And remember, if you wait until you feel 100% ready to begin, you'll likely be waiting the rest of your life. So challenge yourself to be who you know you are capable of being. Challenge yourself to follow through, to live what you preach, and to walk your talk. Don't worry about how slowly you feel you're heading towards your goals, or how many roadblocks you find, or how many detours you're forced to take. As long as you keep doing your thing, you're still cruising far ahead of everyone who's too scared to even try. And number four, step boldly into the unknown. And don't buy into the myth of the perfect moment either. Moments aren't perfect, they're what you make of them. So many people wait around for the stars to align to do what they're here to do. The perfect moment, the perfect opportunity, the perfect state of being, etc. Wake up. These states of perfection are myths. They don't exist. Your ability to grow to your highest potential is directly related to your willingness to act in the face of imperfection. You will come to succeed not by finding a perfect moment, but by learning to see and use life's imperfections perfectly. So ask yourself this: when it's all said and done, will I have said more than I've done? Let your answer be no. May your actions speak louder than your words. May your life preach louder than your lips. May your success be your noise in the end. And if life only teaches you one thing, let it be that taking a passionate leap is always worth it. Even if you have no idea where you're going to land yet, be brave enough to step up to the edge of the unknown and listen to your heart every now and then. You're worth it. You just listened to the post titled Four Ways to Live Today and Not Merely Exist by Angel Chernoff of markandangel.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Angel. The idea of us being a customer of the Bank of Time reminded me of one of my favorite books. It's called Your Money or Your Life, written by Vicky Robin and Joe Dominguez. It's actually required reading for one of my classes in business school. I think it should be required reading for college students, maybe even high school. The authors talk about how it's important to think about money, wages, and expenses in terms of life energy. So what they mean by that is, say your wage is $25 an hour and you spend $200 on a new piece of clothing. You really spent 8 hours of your life to acquire that jacket or dress, insert any item here really. And it's really important to think about, is that item really worth 8 hours of your life? Instead, if that $200 was invested at, I don't know, let's say 7% interest, at 1 year of not spending it, instead of losing 8 hours of your life, you would have actually gained over half an hour. It's a really good exercise. Time is everything. So hopefully this article was motivating for you to reconsider how that time is spent. So thank you to Angel for this one. And thank you for being here very much. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Friday show, where your optimal life awaits.